The agile approach has been in the private sector for years, and agencies are adopting it as a way to be more efficient. Incremental development allows them to refine the requirements as they go along, but it's not easy. Thomas Sasela is Chief Technology Officer at the Army Information Technology Agency.
There's different things that we develop, and so software developers have been doing agile development for quite some time in my mind, right? Hardware development is a little less nimble. Intentionally didn't use the word agile, right? Just because of the nature of what you're doing. I was a hardware engineer. I started out as a hardware engineer. I did laying out printed circuit boards. This was the first part of my career. And so the capital investment can be astronomical.
Sasela told an AFSIA Bethesda IT audience Thursday that hardware presents unique challenges for agile development.
Some folks have done a great job reverse engineering the iPhone 5. They popped the top off of the new A9 86 chip. And it turns out that Apple laid out this chip by hand, which is something people do not do anymore. And there is a reason for that. It took them 4 years to do it. They acquired a company in 2008, and they've been working on it since then. So now that's wherewithal right there, right? It takes a long time, but that capital investment will pay dividends in the end to Apple.
A number of federal IT projects use the agile approach. DOD and Veterans Affairs, for example, are using it for their electronic health records project to serve millions of service members and veterans. It's a multi-year project, so leaders need to make sure they can keep the requirements in sync with changing technology. But before agencies can adopt agile development, they have to get buy-in from stakeholders. Mark Schwartz is Chief Information Officer at Citizenship and Immigration Services.
Stakeholders, governance authorities, oversight bodies. In general, agile methodologies make the assumption that there's somebody who's making decisions about value, you know, prioritizing requirements and making sure that only things that are going to add value make their way into the requirements backlog. But in government, it's a little bit harder to have one person who can make value decisions. So we might have a bunch of different business silos in the agency, and they all have their own sense of what's important and their competing interests. And then we're also going to have input from counsel and privacy, OMB, GAO, inspectors general, ombudsman. And when you have so many different inputs into what creates value, it's very hard to have that sense of prioritization that you really need in an agile methodology.
Another challenge for agile is the acquisition process. Schwartz says contracting can be tricky.
When you think about how contracts are typically written, there's some measurement or something that the contractor is going to be held accountable for. And I think we're very committed to that sort of a system where you can define an accountability and punish or reward a contractor. And in an agile model, it's not impossible to do that, but you certainly have to think about it very differently. You can't say, here's the set of requirements, toss it over the wall, and you know, we're going to measure you on cost and schedule to finish off those requirements. That's not going to work as easily since the requirements are likely to change.
That's because so many teams are involved in agile development. And Sasela says acquisition law and policy also present limits.
You can read any newspaper or any article in the space, and they're like the biggest limiting factor to the deployment of IT in the federal government is acquisition cycle. I don't know that I have the answers, but I certainly have an opinion having been through I just recently used an IDIQ pre-competed contract, and it took me 9.5 months to get a task order on the contract.
But despite the challenges, tech leaders say agile development is worth it. It can really save time and money. Sean Kingsbury is CIO at the Recovery Accountability and Transparency Board.
I can say we're doing more with less because we're getting the job done and checking things off the list quicker. But also, like I said, we're actually it's checking things off the list, getting things done and moving on, right? So in essence, you can actually do more because you're forcing yourself, time boxing your results.
The Recovery Board used the Agile process to adopt Microsoft Cloud Computing, and Kingsbury says it made all the difference.
Like everybody, we ran into contract challenges, right? We have to go through and figure out that was a big hurdle in this process. But actually defining what we wanted, the key activities that we wanted to execute in that backlog, and actually having daily touch and goes with, I gotta give it to Microsoft, they had their Redmond people on the phone with us every day, right, to actually talk through the execution of what we had planned to do. It got us there, and we had releases from a dev standpoint at least every week, right? So, but doing a normal waterfall methodology, going end to end, thinking we understand the whole thing up front, and actually going through that planning, then going back and actually going through a build, we would not be where we are today.
Agile development is not always the only solution. Some projects will blend incremental approaches with more traditional development. And leaders want potential contractors to focus on the end goal, not the approach. In Bethesda, Ruben Gomez, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.